What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer and podcast host. My name is Prit. Welcome to episode number 66, where we're going to be talking about marketing on a shoestring budget. I have four strategies for you, and let's get into it right this minute. For those of you who are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. On this podcast, The Marketing Nomad Show, I usually give marketing business mindset tips to business owners, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Prit. I am a marketing strategist. I'm an entrepreneur, Etsy business owner. What else? I'm a podcaster. I'm a YouTuber. I'm also a nano influencer as well. I usually like helping small businesses across the world with their marketing. I do offer one-on-one marketing consultations. I also, at the moment, am offering power hour sessions where 60 minutes, I answer all your questions on marketing. Alrighty, guys, let's get into today's episode. Okay, so the reason why I decided to kind of put this episode is because sometimes I know that, you know, business can have an off season, okay? And sometimes, especially in the beginning, you want to really put your efforts into marketing, but you just don't have the budget for it, or your budget's a little tight. And I completely understand that, especially with what's going on in the last 2 years. Things can get a little bit tricky, especially when it comes to spending for marketing. So that's where I have four strategies for you that you can implement right after this podcast episode, or even during. You know, you can pause and just see how that works out. I have no idea what you guys do over there. Alrighty, guys, let's start with strategy number one. Now, strategy number one is to have a customer referral program. Now, there are so many ways that you can go about this, but basically, the concept of a referral program is that your customer will refer someone, maybe their friend or their family, to also purchase from your business. And at this point, you are rewarding the customer as well as their referral, okay? Because they've taken, you know, that effort to introduce your brand, your business to someone else, and that person has actually trusted your customer and decided to move forward with you. So both the referrer and the referral actually get some sort of incentive for moving forward with your business. Now, this incentive is where you can absolutely go crazy, okay? You can get super, super innovative. This is usually my favorite part of when I'm constructing a referral program for my clients. So basically, you know, you can do, you know, money, of course, you know, maybe some amount for referring your business. I think T-Mobile, if I'm not wrong, offers a stock option. Some companies that I have seen online offer credits. There's so many different ways that you can go about this, okay? And depending on what suits your business, of course. If you have an e-commerce platform and they do allow for credits, or if you want to, you know, you have the budget to spend a bit on a third-party referral credit program system that also works. You can also do it manually. Just have an Excel sheet, track who, you know, refers, track all of that manually. That can also be done. What I personally recommend, if you don't have the budget for a third party application, is to actually put a form on your website where people can refer. And once you get the submission, you can either set up your email marketing platform to send the referral code, and then you can track it that way, or you can also manually track per submission. This also depends on the volume of referrals that you are getting, but of course, whatever suits you. Now, it's a common marketing fact, and I'm pretty sure that you would have realized this with your business as well, that it is actually more expensive to bring on a new customer than it is to get a referral, okay? Because for the most part, your referrals are actually doing the heavy lifting for you, you know? They're building that trust. They are referring you. They are, you know, basically, when your friend or someone in your family tells you, hey, that brand is awesome, you should totally go for that, I'm just gonna blindly do it, guys. I'm not even gonna think 2 seconds about it. I'm just gonna be like, here, take all my money. And that's basically what word of mouth marketing does. it's super, super efficient. It's super awesome because, for one, the customer has already bought the product. They know what your business does. They know how awesome your product or your service is. So naturally, their word weighs a lot more than when you say that your product is awesome or it's amazing, right? So definitely, you know, investing in a referral system works a lot better. You can get creative with the incentives depending on, you know, your business and all of those things. So this is where it actually gets good. And one of the ways that have personally worked for me, especially when I am helping my clients kind of determine their referral system, is to figure out what exactly is important to your customer. All right. What value can you give them that would make them say, okay, yeah, if I refer, yes, you know, it's me doing a good deed, but I also get this super awesome thing and that's super cool. I really want to do it. You know, get them excited about referring someone. Give them, like, you know, like how when you were a kid, they probably gave you like a gold star or something. I mean, it was probably nothing, but it was still something to you, you know? It meant so much to you getting that gold star for whatever it was that you did. So it's kind of like giving your customer a gold star. It has to be heavy in value. It might not necessarily be, you know, three-figure money payouts or something like that. No, not necessarily. But it has to be very meaningful in value, okay? So that is number one. Number two is, of course, guys, free quality content. Now, when I say free quality content, I don't just necessarily mean your blog, okay? I know that some of you do have a blog and you're running that pretty awesomely, but there are other ways that you can give free quality content, okay? That's on your social media pages, yes. Absolutely. On other parts of your website as well. It's not necessarily everything on your website has to be about your product or your service. You can give tiny tidbits here and there, okay? Not just that, on your social media pages, you can make sure that you're utilizing your Instagram stories, your highlights, your LinkedIn posts, your LinkedIn articles as well, YouTube channel. There's so many places where you can put free quality content. And it doesn't even have to be too long, guys. It can just be a 30-second video or a 6-page carousel or even just a 1-page post. Okay, as long as it's quality content, as long as it's free, as long as it is what your audience is looking for, that really, really helps you gain that, you know, that brand awareness and exposure that you are looking for. Okay, nothing beats quality content because there's people sharing on these social medias. There, you know, the Reels algorithm, if you want to create Reels as well, the algorithm really is pushing that right now. It's just a really good place right now to be on social media. So if you're not utilizing your entire social media, I highly recommend that you take some time to, improve your content on social media. Okay, and if you have any, you know, like questions about what kind of content you should be posting on social media, I definitely do have a few podcast episodes that will help you. I have episode number 55 for you, which is 10 Instagram highlight ideas for your business. I also do have episode number 60, which is content creation with intention. What's that all about? Okay, so if you are interested, I definitely do have more resources for you to go check out and figure out how to improve the content of your social media, of your other content marketing platforms that you might be using, okay? So definitely do take some time to invest in free quality content, okay? Number three is to hop on the latest trend. And this sounds super, super crazy, and that's kind of going off of what I said in number two, and that is, you know, at the moment, Reels. Hop on the latest trend. Try to figure out an innovative way or a creative way to showcase your product or your service using a trending music right now. Or if there's something trending on YouTube Shorts, go ahead, you know, put it out there. If there's a tweet that's going viral somewhere, maybe some company, some really huge brand tweeted, and then you have like a funny answer to that, tweet back. hop on to the latest trends. That's how you gain exposure as well. Because you have to understand that especially when it comes to these trends on, you know, social media, there is an algorithm that's pushing this content out there. Okay, so whatever is happening in the moment, make sure you hop on that trend, at least within that week. Okay, so keep an eye out for trends that are going. If you want, you can focus on one particular platform. If you're really, you know, your business has that kind of snappy side, maybe you want to go on Twitter. Maybe you want to focus on the hashtags that are trending. Maybe you want to focus on the conversations that are trending in your industry and hop on those immediately. You can also, you know, if you're more of an Instagram person for your business, like your customers are more on Instagram, then definitely take a look at the reels that are trending. Spend some time on the explore page. You know, same goes for YouTube Shorts or any other social media platforms that will be trending in the future. TikTok. Of course, you know, I know that some countries do not have access to TikTok. So yeah, that's just me spitting out another, you know, platform that I know. But of course, you know, figure out what works for you. Hop on the latest trend. And, you know, even if one of the biggest complaints, okay, let's just take a pause over here. One of the biggest complaints that I do get when I'm speaking to clients and stuff like that is that they feel that the particular trend can't be implemented for their business, you know, for their product or service. And I'm here to tell you that no, you can, okay? If it's a trending music, figure out the beats, maybe put pictures to the beats. That's one way that has always seemed to work, okay? It could be a really slow music, figure out the beats and add pictures to match the beats of that. And then if it's a Twitter page that you're looking for, like a Twitter tweet, wow, I'm running out of words at this point. But you know, if it's a tweet that you're looking for, figuring out something, figuring out how other people are responding to that main tweet can help you get on the action. It's not necessarily that you have to talk about your product or service. Sometimes it's just all about being there in the right moment, responding to the right trend, and that's what gets you seen, okay? So let's unpause and get back to the main part, because this is definitely a really big question that I do get. And for those of you who don't know, I do offer Power Hour sessions, which is like 60 minutes of my time where you can ask and, you know, any question, and I will answer it in the 60 minutes that we do have. Or, you know, it's 120 minutes as well, depending on how many questions you have. And this is definitely one question that I get asked. So yeah, if you're looking for additional help post this podcast episode, you know, you just want someone to answer your questions for 60 minutes, you know, that's in the description box below. Do check it out. Now, that was number three for you, hopping on the latest trends. And believe me, guys, like I said, the algorithms are really pushing the latest trends. They want to be the best talked platform that exists. So when you hop on, their algorithm is doing the work for you. Okay? So that was number three. And number four is keep an email list going. Do not underestimate the power of email marketing. Now, you may not have the budget for an email marketing platform, and that's okay. Okay, here's what I would do if I were in your place. I would keep an Excel sheet going. I would put in, you know, people's emails, whoever are giving me. I would make sure that people who are DMing me in my Instagram page or on LinkedIn or wherever it may be, I'm making sure that I have a lead magnet in place, like a PDF or picture, PNG, if PDFs don't go on that particular platform. I have a PNG ready for them, a picture ready for them, and then I ask them, well, would you like this information? I could email it to you or something like that. And then you give it in exchange for their email address, all right? So there are different ways, guys. One thing that has worked particularly well for me is collecting email addresses on my Instagram stories. So what I do is I put a question box on my Instagram stories, and then I say, hey, I've got this super awesome webinar coming. If you really want in, just put in your email address. And because you have like 15 seconds to decide, it's just a very impulsive moment for my audience, and they just give me their email address. Okay? And it works. It really, really works. Because most of the times, it's these snap decisions that we want to count on, especially when it comes to marketing, okay? And just that 15 seconds of Instagram stories has worked wonders for me, especially when it comes to collecting email addresses. So you don't necessarily need to have an email marketing platform, but when you can get one, I would really highly recommend, because it is so, so important to keep in touch with your audience through email marketing. There are a couple of free email marketing platforms that are good to start with. So definitely do check them out, okay? I don't really kind of say business, like company names and marketing tools, basically, because I understand that some people may or may not like it. There might be pros and cons. So as much as possible, unless my podcast episode is sponsored, I don't mention any marketing tools, like the names of the companies that offer these marketing tools. It's just something that I do. I hope you understand. Okay, so let's get back to it. There are a few ones that are available that are free. So all you have to do is just Google free email marketing platforms. Check out what are the free features that they do offer. See if it's enough for your business. And then maybe you can upgrade when things are a little better for you, which I know you're gonna get there because you are awesome. Okay, now, so that's basically what I wanted to tell you about. You know, keep an email list. Even if it's just a simple Excel sheet, just make sure that you have that going. Make sure that you are periodically, you know, reaching out to these people, you're keeping in touch with them, you are taking the time to get to know them. Now, in the beginning stages, when your email list is really, really small, you can actually send really cute personalized messages to, you know, each of the people on your list. It can be as simple as, here are the new products that we are offering this month, or, you know, how are you doing? Is everything going okay with you? I know things are a little crazy around the world. Just wanted to check in. It's simple messages like that, guys, that make all the difference in the world. You don't necessarily have to sell in your email marketing. Sometimes it's just the simple gestures that make all the difference and that actually help you make the sale. Sometimes not selling sells, okay? Wow, that was pretty awesome, no? Not selling sells sometimes. Okay, that's gonna go in my cookbook for sure, guys, for sure. So basically, if I have to kind of wrap up this entire podcast episode, what I do want to tell you is that not all marketing efforts need to be expensive. Sometimes they are not going to be heavy on your pocket, but it does involve some time investment on your end. It's kind of like, if you're not spending money on it, then you probably have to invest time on it. It's like a, I don't know, it's something that I've noticed. Not always, of course, yes. But you know, for the most part, I think that it's usually the trade-off, you know, time versus money. So yeah, so it might involve a little bit of a time investment on your end, but it is worth the effort. It really is worth the effort so that you can at least get to a point where you can do the trade-off between time and money and you have the budget for it, okay? So yeah, that's basically my entire podcast episode. If you want any, you know, marketing help personalized to your business, definitely do check out my Power Hours. They're like 60 minutes. You can book, you know, a call with me. It's a video call. It's fully recorded. And I answer any questions that you may have within the 60 minutes. And it's just like an immediate relief for you, you know. You might have so many questions. As a business owner, when I first started, I definitely was feeling it, but I was feeling a lot better because I was a marketer and inherently I knew the answers to most of these questions. But at the same time, you know, I do understand that sometimes it's just a few questions that you want to have and you want to answer, you know, get answers to them immediately. So that's when my Power Hour helps. Definitely do check that out, or you can visit www.themarketingnomad.co/strategy-call. Okay. That brings me to the end of this podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening all the way up until here. Don't forget to leave a review if this podcast episode helped you. I'll catch you guys in my next podcast episode. Bye-bye.